So, Travis, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time is the original Star Wars.
Yeah, that was a pretty great movie.
The original Star Wars was a fantastic fantasy set in space with great characters and, while simple, I thought meaningful story
that,
you know, meant something to me, especially when I was a kid.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character?
My favorite character is Darth Vader.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
When I used to play Star Wars as a kid with my friends, we would always fight over who had to be Luke Skywalker and who got to be Darth Vader. Whoever got to be Darth Vader always got to kill Luke Skywalker.
Wow. Why do you think that Star Wars is such a popular movie?
Well, I think at the time that the original Star Wars came out, it was unique in a way that no other movie had really been. And so that was part of it. It used special effects in a way that no other movie really had. And I think America was looking for a feel-good fantasy movie that basically, while simple, really made people feel like there are good things out there and good sides out there, and you can be on a good side. You know, you have the evil empire, which apparently were the British Empire, and since all the actors had British accents. And then you had the rebels, who were apparently, according to the director, what's his name again?
George Lucas.
George Lucas. I was about to say Luke Skywalker, but I was pretty sure he didn't direct it. According to George Lucas, were the Americans. So it seemed like it was a replay of the Revolutionary War in some senses, though he also borrowed from some Japanese movies too. Notably, he borrowed from Kira Kurosawa's The Hidden Fortress. I'm not sure what the Japanese title is of The Hidden Fortress, but in English it's translated as The Hidden Fortress. And in that movie, it's a movie where what's his name? Mifune, the actor. He is actually protecting a princess who has to go in hiding because an enemy samurai clan has destroyed her family. And then the whole movie is told from that movie, The Hidden Fortress, is told from the point of view of these two bumbling idiots who sort of go around and they provide slapstick comedy almost for the whole movie and are basically the role models for C-3PO and R2-D2 in the movie Star Wars.
Oh, interesting.
Because in Star Wars, the whole movie is sort of, in a way, shown from the point of view, beginning with these two characters, C-3PO and R2-D2, and they progress most of the movie, until the end when Luke Skywalker sort of becomes more important and Obi-Wan Kenobi enters the scene. But at every point, it's only C-3PO and R2-D2 sort of gluing the scenes together.